time you go through, somebody's talking. Every time they go through, I reckon I'd be talking. So yes, it's sir. So bad to have it a party line. You can have a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, that takes me. Great. Did you get a kind of a, well, this bush I was talking about, it's red, Shumay? You get that here?
Yeah, it's a sticker bush.
Yeah.
Sticker? It has stickers on it.
Is it break you out, some people?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. She but is no, it has berries on it. Blackberries.
Right, it has berries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, some trees you might say, leave those berries alone, they'll probably look out, those berries might be
poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you call a pork salad bush, too. It has berries on it, it's kind of poison.
I'm hearing that you can eat that stuff.
Oh, I eat it every spring when it first puts up.
Really?
Yeah, get the leaves when it's you boil it in boiling water, pour it off, put grease on it, fried meat pieces, and eggs, boil it up, it's good.
And make poke?
Poke, you know, just make a green, it's a green.
Yeah, make poke salad?
No, just well, make it, I use mine as a green instead of poke salad.
I see. What is salad?
Well, some people make a salad out of it, just puts eggs and vinegar and stuff on it, you know, the leaves of it.
I see. Now, have you got that kind of vine that makes...
Poison oak.
God, that's
poison
terrible
ivy.
On me.
Poison ivy.
That stuff is terrible on me.
I used to have it so bad, too.
Uh-huh. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, I've got to ask my...
husband.
Any old terms? Or
my better half.
My better half,
yeah.
My old what?
My husband or my better half.
Okay, we say the old man?
The old man or my better half or something like that, you know.
What would a man say? He said, I better ask
the old lady. He didn't say the old lady.
The old lady, okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Your mother and father together are called your
parents.
I see, okay. Now, did you have any names for your grandmother and grandfather you call, pet names or anything like that?
No, we always said grandmother, grandfather, you know. That's most of them said that, you know. Now, my children had, Alton's little boy, he called me Little Mama. And his children, my great-grandchildren called me Little Mama.
I see.
They don't say Mama whore or anything like that. They say Little Mama.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you call your grandfather just...
Well, we just call them grandmother and grandfather. You know, we didn't call them, you know, big or little. But see, this child, Alton's little boy, his mother was large, and they called her Big Mama, and they called me Little Mama, because I was smaller than this was, you see.
Now, you were the only daughter.
I was only daughter.
I see.
I had one child, and he has one child. Alton has one son.
He has a boy. He doesn't have a...
You know, he just has one son, a child boy. He's a veterinarian in Austin, Texas.
He doesn't have a girl.
He has four children. He has two girls and two boys. And they're the one. And he always, Alton's little boy, instead of saying grandmother to me, he says Little Mama. And then his children say Little Mama.
I see. Now, something you might put a baby in, you say.
A cradle. Put him in a cradle.
Well, you might put him in this and you could. It had wheels on it, and
Well, it'd be a buggy. Baby buggy. Used to have a baby buggy and have a top and come over and had four wheels and you pushed it, got behind it and pushed it.
I see. Any other kinds?
Well, no, I don't know if it would be. Now, when they're little, they rocked them in a cradle. They had a little, it was just like a bed and it had rockers on it at each end. And you just rock that cradle, rock them, sleep in the cradle.
Well, did you have a kind of a buggy with maybe a cowl over it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It has a hood over it, like, comes up over it.